next from the Catskill Library.
ACRA, Catskill and more, 90.7 FM.
Creating opportunities, fighting poverty, changing lives. For almost 50 years, Community Action of Greene County has proudly served our community, providing education, tools, and advocacy for those in need. Services range from emergency services, food pantry, housing and homelessness assistance, and weatherization in Greene County, to domestic violence and Wheels for Work programs in both Greene and Columbia counties. Our Pay It Forward community thrift store generates income to support our programs. For more information, to donate, to volunteer, or if you are in need of services, please visit us at www.cagcny.org or dial 943-9205.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to health care and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek, coming to you from the Catskill Library. I are on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill Hudson. This is Corey, and we'll be getting right into some geek speak. Okay. Pedro Pascal is the latest to catch the hyperspace off-ramp from Westeros, as the Narcos and Game of Thrones vet will portray the title role in Star Wars The Mandalorian, focusing on the latest in line of legendary warriors that includes Boba Fett. Megan Star Wars also announced Papa Creed will be punching some scum and villainy, as Carl Weathers has also joined the show set to anchor Disney+. Back over in the land where Murphy's Law is taken to 11, HBO announced the final season of Game of Thrones will swoop in April of next year. The True God of the Planetos' other Dead Tree series may draw two from the deck. Variety reports Hulu and Universal Cable Productions are developing two series based on the George R. R. Martin edited superhero alt-history saga Wild Cards. That hashtag show got a hold of what they claim is a character breakdown for Marvel's The Eternals, revealing the expected Cersei and Thanos bro in the book, who knows in the movie-verse, Star Fox, but also an unnamed Greek god character that, yeah, it's Hercules. And if they just want to have Amadeus Cho go straight to being his sidekick without a stopover in Hulk land, that'd be fine. Flush from feasting on the brains of moviegoers of Venom, Sony has pegged stakes in 2020 for two unrevealed extended Spideyverse movies, likely Venom 2, Natural Born Symbiotes, and Morbius the Leto Vampire, not final titles. Hey, want a General Mills cinematic universe to go with all that too fraught and sugar? Well, too bad, because the food staple launched a website seeking pitches for film, TV, etc. projects built around their staple of such icons as Count Chocula and his monstrous cohorts, Lucky the Leprechaun and the Trix Rabbit, and more. Doctor Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, and now Birds of Prey, or The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. The latest word soup title was revealed by Margot Robbie on Instagram and confirmed by The Hollywood Reporter as the full title of the ex-Joker floozy's next appearance in 2020. John Cryer seeking a little supervillain redemption as the one-time big-screen nephew of Lex Luthor, will betray his chromedone uncle starting January on CW Supergirl. And across the pond, Rebellion is taking filming of its own comics and game properties into its own hands. The BBC reports a publisher is converting a former Daily Mail printer in Oxfordshire into a six-stage film studio with Streamer series and Dread spinoff Mega City 1 and Duncan Jones' Rogue Trooper film adaptation, the first project slated to film. Doing all live stuff. Well, I'm sure some stuff was lip-sync, but it's, we'll just say live. So, and this first set is sort of a Pixie sandwich, starting with their performance on Dennis Miller Live head-on.
This next album is probably just what rock and roll should be about from their new album. Hold on, it's the Pixies.
Hey, this is a Reed Brothers song. It's called Head On. Tonight, I could die in a wounded mind. If there's something going on inside, makes you wanna feel, makes you wanna try, makes you wanna blow the stars from the sky. And I can't stand up, I can't cool down, I can't get my head off the ground. I get my head round you, I come around catching spots off you. And all I ever got from you was all I ever took from you. In the world could die in pain, and I would feel no shame. And there's nothing holding me to bay. Makes you wanna feel, makes you wanna try, makes you wanna go the stars from the sky. And I'm taking myself to the dirty part of town where all my troubles can't be found. I say, yeah.
Next guests are a California band. I always like to find out what town of California. Where in California?
Southern California.
Los Angeles?
No, kind of way out in the like.
The, what's the town?
Redlands.
Redlands. Oh, yeah, I know where that is. Yeah, I have, as a matter of fact. Yeah, yeah. But it's not. It's nice down there, isn't it? Yeah, you get out in the desert, it's beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, they are a California band, and they're making their network television debut tonight. This is their first album. And the song we're going to hear tonight is terrific. We've been playing it all week. Ladies and gentlemen, here they is. Here they are, Cracker.
Yeah. want but some words of wisdom to comfort us. Think I'll lead that up to someone wiser. Cause what the world needs now are some true words of wisdom.
The mountain.
Okay, that's it. Started off with Pixies Head On from Dennis Miller Live, then Cracker Teen Angst with Late Show with Letterman, and then Pixies again with Bird Dream from the same Dennis Miller appearance. Back to Geek Speak. It took about a week for a bunch of fans, and more importantly, some major Hollywood players saying, no bad media conglomerate, don't kill your cost-nothing classic film streamer, bad, to get Warner Media to reverse course on killing Filmstruck. Kinda. Deadline confirmed cinemaphile outrage topped by Spielberg, Scorsese, Nolan, DiCaprio, and it goes on, making official pleas to continue the streaming home for the Criterion Collection and more, has led to the announcement Criterion will relaunch its own service in spring with inclusion in the upcoming Warner streamer. Now for some running down of adaptations, readaptations, remakes, and so forth. James L. Brooks finally convinced Judy Blume to sign off on a film adaptation of her groundbreaking coming-of-age classic, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Color Purple, step up your next on movie to musical movie. Oprah, Spielberg, and Quincy Jones are working on a film adaptation of the musical based on their classic adaptation of Alice Walker's novel. Former WB Prez Greg Silverman is given the reimagined prequeling treatment to another literary classic for YouTube Premium, as The Great Gatsby is now Gats, playing off the long-held academic theory the titular character is mixed race for a Harlem Renaissance set to period piece. Deadline reports Paramount Television has turned to Sopranos and Rescue Me vet Michael Calico to give the gangsters of Sexy Beast some prequeling with a 90s set series. Paramount has also decided to relaunch the 1985 cult classic Explorers in the TV form. Harry Fukunaga and David Lowery are to write and possibly pilot direct a series based on Joe Dante's sci-fi coming-of-age story, originally starring River Phoenix and Ethan Hawke. After an underrated first entry and ignored second outing, Jack Reacher will go the streaming reboot route, according to creator Lee Child. TV Line says one alien life form not making a comeback anytime soon is Alf, as Warner Brothers has failed to find any takers for a revival. And now, setting up our next song. It was confirmed Doctor Who will not be making a Christmas trip for the foreseeable future, instead moving the capper for Jodie Whittaker's excellent first season to New Year's Day. Now here is Orbital performing their cover of the theme song live.
What are all these notes?
What these? Instruments. These are for controlling our flight.
Flight?
Well, yes. You see, we travel around in here through time and space. Oh, no. Don't laugh. It's true.
Thank you.
Okay, that says started off with Orbital performing a Doctor Who theme live, and then you heard Gary Clail performing Human Nature on Top of the Pops. Now it's almost 11:30 here on Forgotten Geek, WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson. We're doing live stuff today. So here from the Music Cares tribute to Bruce Springsteen is Elton John performing Streets of Philadelphia.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're ready. Performing Streets of Philadelphia, the great Elton John.
Man will
Okay, that set started with Elton John's Streets of Philadelphia from the Music Care tributes to Bruce Springsteen. Then live from Boston in 2001 was U2 with The Fly. And you just heard Pat Benatar performing Invincible back in 2001. Now, going into our last full set, here is Blondie and Coolio when members of Wu-Tang with No Exit from the American Music Awards.
Tonight, Blondie is back together for their first American TV appearance in 16 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the title track from their forthcoming album, No Exit, here joined by Coolio and members of Wu-Tang Clan and Mobb Deep, give it up for the original Blondie!
Something courageous, salute shining armor, puts on a rim stages.
okay. That last set started with Blondie, Coolio, members of Wu-Tang Clan, MOD, No Exit from the American Music Awards. Then Self Control by Laura Branigan off of Rock Rolls On, and then on Fearless TV, V&V Nation Withstanding. Thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek, and I'll be leaving you today with XTC, Books Are Burning from the BBC Two Late Show.
Books are burning in the main square, and I saw that fiery top text. Books are burning in the steel air. Matter what it says. Wisdom hotline from the dead back to the living. Key to the ladder for your heart and your head. Mm-hmm. Books are I'm